When I decided to build my dream home, some said I couldn't do it on my own. But I didn't. My grandmother, who passed her love of this land on to me, she was with me the whole time. My father, who gave me my first carpentry lesson, he was with me. And my buddies in the service who helped me discover my own resourcefulness, they were with me too. I built my dream home single-handedly, but I was never on my own.
Your dream home begins with you, but then it needs the committed support of someone who works just as hard to protect it as you did to achieve it. Visit AmFam.com and find out how we can protect your dream home. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance Mutual Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Welcome to Cloud Talk Radio, where listeners hear from business leaders about relevant topics from marketing to cash flow management. Tune in every week with hosts Robert J. Chandler and Keith Enix and stay engaged with a growing audience of like-minded entrepreneurs. Learn critical business skills and get answers to questions that help you manage better businesses. Cloud Talk Radio, your business resource in the internet age.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Cloud Talk Radio. This is your host, Keith Enix, and today we have a really exciting topic I want to be covering with you guys, which is near and dear to my heart, and that has to do with local SEO. And maybe you don't know what local SEO means. It means search engine optimization, and I want to be talking about how to do SEO for your local business so you can get ranked on those local keywords and get those free leads from Google. How would you like to have some free leads? Free leads sounds fun. Well, to get free leads, I want to be talking about how the top factors to ranking your website in your local area, how to beat out your competitors. That's a big thing. Your competitors are trying to go for niche-related keywords that you're trying to go for, and you are probably wondering, how do I get into that local 7-pack position, which I'll be talking about what that means. Things like how to get in the local 7-pack, how much content should you be writing, and those types of things so you can get going with your local SEO. If you haven't listened to us before, go ahead and check us out on www.cloudtalkradio.com. We have a lot of great past shows you can listen to where we do some interviews with industry leaders who will help you out with your cash flow management all the way to managing your business, building teams. And last week we talked to Lenore Horton. She helped us out on some really in-depth lawyer-based questions that have to do with how to choose the right lawyer, how to figure out when you need a lawyer, and what you should look for in a tax preparation type lawyer, or the different types of practice areas you should be thinking of in a lawyer that can help you with your business. So go ahead and check out our past shows. If you have any questions, go ahead and ask us at questions@cloudtalkradio.com, and we'll make sure and answer those in our next episode for you. If you would like to go ahead and connect with us on LinkedIn or Twitter, go ahead and do that. We'd love to connect with you. So I get asked a lot about rankings, about search engine optimization, and I'm excited because I know you guys are probably thinking along these lines, and I like to correlate this to organic referral marketing, because organic referral marketing is very similar to local optimization. Think of somebody who is referring business over to you. Well, in the same way, Google, through keyword optimization, refers business over to you. You just got to make sure you're ranking the right keywords, and I'll talk about that later. But before we get into today's topic, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and after that commercial break, we will talk about how to get local rankings in your community.
Are you a business owner or accountant looking to get an edge over your competition? Are you looking to save time as well as generate more revenue for your business? Well, then you need to check out cloud9realtime.com. Cloud9 Realtime offers business owners and accountants a fully cloud-based desktop of QuickBooks and business applications in a central location. You'll be able to collaborate more effectively with your customers on QuickBooks and discover more efficient business hosting tools. Save time for yourself and your clients, as well as gain access to the Cloud9 real-time community, which provides you with information and tools you need to help your business grow. Visit cloud9realtime.com today to learn more. That's cloud9realtime.com.
Hello, Cloud Talk listeners. This is Keith. Welcome back. And today we're going to be talking about an interesting topic having to do with marketing and your website, and that is your local rankings. Your local rankings. So when I talk about local rankings, what is that? A local ranking has to do with keywords. So keywords are things that are related to your business that you want people to search and find your website on, okay? So for instance, let's just say you're an accountant, and let's say you're an accountant who works in Austin, Texas. So you want people who search accountant Austin or accountant Austin TX for Texas to find your business. And the trick that you're trying to figure out, and I use trick loosely, I will explain that because a lot of people think SEO is tricks, but it's a very succinct process, and we'll go over what some of those processes are. But how do you get your business ranked for those keywords? And how do you get them ranked when there are so many competitors who are trying to rank for the same thing? I mean, is it even possible to rank for those types of things when you have 100 different people in your industry trying to do that as well? Well, yes, it is absolutely possible. And okay, well, let's first of all talk about what is local SEO. Well, local SEO starts off with your Google business page. So if you haven't done this before, go ahead and do this. Go over to Google and type in Google small business. All right? And it's going to pop up a page where you can then open up and build an account based on your Gmail, user company Gmail, and you can create your Google local listing. And you need to make sure it's verified. So you can either verify it by actually calling Google support and verifying it over the phone, or you can verify it through postcard. And postcard is pretty much the most popular way. What I've noticed is your postcard, if you do it on Monday, it's probably going to come back about 7 days later. If you do it on a Friday, usually it comes in on that Monday. So it can take a few days to a full week to get your Google local business page verified and ready to go. But once you've done that, you want to get that Google business page verified and everything, and then you want to build out your local citations. So, you know that annoying website Yelp, where all those Yelpers, you know, put down those reviews? You know, I'm a Yelper, so I can say that, right? I like Yelp. But sometimes those reviews can be annoying. But, however, that site is what's called a local citation, and it's a very authoritative one, one that I would highly suggest you definitely go work. It's a good signal to Google that you're a local business in your local area and that you should be ranked for the category that you're that you have on your local citation. So I would definitely utilize pages like Yelp, use Facebook. Facebook local is fantastic. Use sites like Yellow Pages. Yellow Pages are great. You can fill out just a free page on all those sites. You don't have to pay for any of it, and you can rank your business for those key terms. All right, so building local citations, an easy way to do this that I would suggest is to go and use my friend's tool over at Moz.com. Okay, Moz.com has this tool called Moz Local. The great thing about Moz Local is you can just fill it out, and it will automatically send out to most of all the major citation sources, which we call those aggregators, and then those aggregators will aggregate out that information, we call name, address, and phone number, to all the other citation sites over time. Now that can take a while. You know, you're looking at probably 6 to 12 months for those aggregators to pick up on that information and for it to make a difference for your local optimization. So you can actually go out and build manual. You can hire somebody manually to go out and build those citations, which I would recommend that if you're looking to get ranked faster. But you need to build local citations. And use that Moz Local tool because it's a good foundation. It's not that expensive. I think it's about $90 a year. And I'll put a link down in the description for you guys so you can go check that out. But Moz Local is a fantastic way to start. So first off, you've got your Google Verified page, and then you start building your local citations. Use a tool like MozLocal. You got to make sure and have that verified page, because if you don't, that MozLocal tool is not going to work correctly. They make you verify your Google Plus page first, so make sure that's done. And so you've got MozLocal Foundation. Next, you want to go build out local citations. And I would utilize this really neat tool called WhiteSpark, because the thing is, you want to figure out how many citations you actually need to build. So if you use WhiteSpark, you can use the tool to actually go in and look behind your competitors' sites that are ranking well in your local area for a key term you want to go for, like Accountant Austin, like we mentioned a little earlier. And then what you can do is go place your business on the exact same citation sources as they're using. So for instance, if they are ranked and they have 50 citations, local citations, then you can go out and get those same exact 50 and then just build about 10 more of those. And if you've done that, then your business will probably more than likely rank better than theirs in the local area. So that's one way of coming about it. Now, another way of coming about it is you can actually hire somebody to do your local citations. There's many different sources out there. We build citations here at Fannett for our clients if they need that kind of service. So if you do need local SEO help, we can help you out and be a managed solution for you. But you can also look at sources online. There are other sources you can manage. The only thing I would be caution you on with that is, if you're going to go out and manage something that has to do with local SEO, you really got to know what you're doing, because you don't know if they're doing good work or not, which kind of relates to some of the common problems people run into when doing local SEO. And I want to talk about what some of those problems are, okay? Okay, so what are some of the biggest problems? Well, first off, you want to avoid using multiple brand names. So, you know, one of the funny things about being an entrepreneur is sometimes we come up with all these different, we're changing things, right? Well, don't change your brand name. And maybe you're coming up with business ideas, and that's great. You know, new business ideas are fantastic. New services, you know, new ways of doing sales, you know, to your customers, that's great. But you don't want to change your business name. Having your business name the same online across every single citation source is really, really important. So you want to use your brand name. When you're filling out these citations, use your brand name and then the city area you're in. So we go back to that Accountant Austin illustration. Well, go ahead and use Accountant Austin at, or just use your brand name and then Austin. So not Accountant Austin, but your brand name and then Austin. So if you're whatever your name is, and then you're just your city area, if that makes even more sense to you. Go ahead and do that. You don't actually want to put your key term necessarily in your name unless it actually has something to do with your name. So, and maybe it does, maybe Accountant is there, but you really just want to have your brand and your city name, and that'll work. And then it's actually the keyword density of the description within your Google Plus page that you built. You want to make sure that your description is really keyword dense for the keywords you want to go for, as well as the backlinks that you have towards your Google Plus page and your website. That determines how your website then ranks. So that's one huge mistake that you just want to avoid when you are doing your local SEO. All right, so what's a next common mistake? Well, you need to avoid changing your domain name. And let me explain that a little deeper, because it's not necessarily bad that you've changed your domain name, but you want to make sure that you're not changing your domain name and then just automatically updating it within Google. You want to do something called a 301 redirect. And basically all that means is that you have one domain that you want to change towards a new one, and you change the old one to automatically 301 redirect into the new one. If you have any questions on what that means, go ahead and just ask us there at questions at Cloud Talk, and I can send you over a link that shows you how to do a 301 redirect properly. But you want to do a 301 redirect properly and then update in Google Webmaster Tools that this permanent change has occurred. So if you can't do this kind of stuff, I mean, I know this is kind of confusing stuff, but if you can't do this kind of stuff, you really want to hire somebody who can, who has the professional skill to be able to do this. So make sure that you change your domain name correctly. All right. Another thing that you want to think about when it comes to local SEO is never forget to update new business data. Inevitably, in the future, you're probably going to have a change happen within your name, address, and phone number. In the SEO world, we call that NAP, N-A-P. It's nice to take naps. Well, you want to keep your NAP data consistent. So make sure that you keep everything related to your name, address, and phone number. If there's a change, update it across local citations and your Google Plus business page. So if you have changed any of that information, start with that Google Plus business page, and then make sure and update it if you're using Moz within Moz, and that'll start changing the aggregators. And then you'll want to use your WhiteSpark tool to go out and find any citation sources that have a wrong address, name, or phone number, and then update those as well. So, also, if you are changing your name, I just want to mention this on rebranding, because if you are making a rebrand, you do want to make sure that on any of your citation sources or Google Plus page that you actually have your old brand name within those pages somewhere, because if somebody is going to search your old brand name, you want to make sure those pages pop up with the new branding so people can see, oh, yeah, this company formerly known as, right? An old, whatever that your old brand was. And that way you get people going to the right pages, the right company that you want them to go for. All right, so remember, one of the biggest primary reasons why people actually fail with local SEO, or if somebody you've hired hasn't done a very good job with local SEO, is because they don't make sure that those local citations are all consistent across the board. That's probably the number one reason. Another reason that you might see your local SEO not do very well is because you don't have enough site authority and trust. Now, some really easy ways to build trust is by building citations, but that doesn't necessarily build authority to your website. Over time, as those pages become more authoritative, that'll start passing authority, but you actually need to have authority and trust built through links. Now, I would suggest you guys build some links from partners in your industry. Some, maybe as an accountant, you have a partner who provides you a service in some way, and you for your clients, and you can just interlink between your sites, between each other, and that helps to build your authority. It's a really high quality link. You can build links by guest posting on partner sites. You can create a blog post on their site, or you can have them do one on yours. And another way to build quality links to your site is to hire a link building company. There's a lot of link building SEOs out there. You want to just be very, very, very careful, because if you're going to outsource your link building, you want to make sure that it's done correctly, that they're really high quality, trustworthy links. Otherwise, you might get penalized by Google if you have someone in India build your backlinks, which is just so common these days for businesses to try to cut corners, have India build their backlinks, and then their sites get penalized, which is not where you want to be. If your site gets penalized, you're not going to be found anywhere on Google. So make sure you don't do that. Well, that's pretty much the basis of local SEO. So let's go over just a few things you want to do. You want to build your Google Plus page. You want to build out local citations next. But first, make sure that Google Plus page is verified. You build local citations. Use WhiteSpark to check your local citations. Use Moz Local for the aggregator sites. So that's key. And then you want to go in and make sure that you just avoid some of these pitfalls. If you have a business with multiple brand names, make sure and fix those so they're all the same brand name. Don't use different names. That's confusing to Google. Don't change your domain name unless you do a proper 301 redirect. And never forget to update new business data as your business changes across both your local citations as well as your Google Plus page. So if you're maybe doing a rebranding, that would be a pretty common way. So that's the basis of local SEO, plus a few tips for pitfalls that you can avoid. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Be sure to listen in every Tuesday at 10 o'clock a.m. as we are interviewing industry leaders. Next week, we actually have Adam from Moz. He's going to be talking with us about marketing and your website. Really excited about having him on board with us. Make sure and tune in next week and keep your business growing and your tools in the cloud.
Thanks so much for listening to Cloud Talk Radio with your hosts, Robert J. Chandler and Keith Enix. Want to listen to past shows and stay up to date on new ones? Check them out online, cloudtalkradio.com. We'll see you next time.